rest of the story. Vince, remember that name, Vince? Anxiously fingered the trigger of the shotgun. A little patience, that's all it would take. In no time, his quarry would be passing at point-blank range. The early evening breeze rustled the leaves overhead, and a calm descended upon the woods near Bessemer, Alabama. Still plenty of light, Vince thought, as he crouched in the heavy brush. Don't rush it. Take your time. One clean shot would do it. No need to waste the second shell. And then, sure enough, there he was, at the edge of the trees approaching the clearing, 40 yards and closing. Quiet now. Don't give yourself away. The shotgun safely disengaged with a faint click. Vince's prey stopped in his tracks. The head turned to listen. What keen ears, Vince thought, as he froze in position. But the weapon was poised now, the barrel extended, aimed dead at the brain of the 15-year-old boy. And Vince the hunter, age 12. And this is the rest of the story. Vince Edward was headed for prison from the day he could crawl. You want excuses? He had excuses. Absentee father, poverty, matching set of anger. But the truth was that Vince was just plain bad, a hoodlum and a bully. For fun, he sometimes hammered pigs to death with a stick or hurled rocks through the windows of passing cars. He routinely beat up neighborhood youngsters and once almost bludgeoned his cousin to death with a baseball bat, his girl cousin. So now here he is at the age of 12. He's shooting pool at a local recreation center. He gets in a shoving match with an older, bigger boy. Vince is not used to being pushed around, but this time he does get pushed around. He gets pushed right out the rec hall door. Humiliated, he runs home, grabs his mother's shotgun, and heads out for the woods near the other boy's house. No question in Vince's mind, he's going to kill the other boy. And that's where you met him 2 minutes ago. The other boy was dead in the shotgun sights, and Vince's forefinger was squeezing down on the trigger. And yet, just at that moment, the other boy, still unaware that he's being stalked, steps behind a tree. Big, fat-trunked tree. And thus he remains mostly obscured from view until he's safely inside his own home. I can't say what it was that turned Vince's life around. Maybe it was the time some while afterward when his fed-up mother beat him with an electrical extension cord in one hand and a .38 revolver in the other. But I can tell you this with certainty, that somewhere in Bessemer, Alabama, grows a tree, a big old tree with a fat trunk, that made all the difference when one sundown, not so many years ago, it was all that stood between two boys and oblivion. You know that first boy, Vince. Vincent Edward Jackson. Only you know that superstar athlete as Bo Jackson. And now you know the rest of the story.